You fellas have heard this young lady sing on half a hundred assorted shows heading overseas. My one-time arpeggio associate, the lovely Marilyn Maxwell, singing I Got Rhythm.
Everything's got to have a beat. Even Mr. Porter's tom-toms in the verse of Night and Day had to have a rhythm, had to have something to say. Even Tommy Dorsey, when he's playing awfully sweet, had to have a beat. I am no exception to the rule. When I hear a guy like Krupa, I just seem to melt away. Well, something stirs within me, and something tries to say, lady, you gotta be. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Oh, man, trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him hanging round my door. With sweet dreams, I've got starlight, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? I've got rhythm, I've got music, and I've got my man. I've got daisies in green pastures, and I've got my man. Oh, man, trouble ain't hanging round no more. Gonna show his face round this lovely place. He's gone for good, 'cause I've got my man, and I've got a feeling that I've got love. This
is Herbert Marshall. A great poem came out of this war. It was written by a 19-year-old American boy named John McGee. He wrote it while serving in England as a fighter pilot in the Royal Canadian Air Force. May I read it on this day of victory? Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the wind-swept heights with easy grace, where never lark nor even eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God.
I guess when you're whipping up a scrapbook of memories, you're missing the boat a nautical mile if you don't include the items that brought the most pleasure. During these war years, we've never been short on musical imports from South America to beam to you wherever you are. One of the chief purveyors of L'Amour Latin from the Rhine to the Yangtze is La Carmen Miranda, who's going to sing Tico Tico.
Tico, Tico, Santo outra vez aqui, o tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. O tico-tico tem que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico-tico tá, outra vez aqui, o tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. O tico-tico tem que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. Oh, mas o papo tira esse bife do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o fubá inteiro. E esse tipo de cara se mata o meu fubá, toda essa coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia, botei alfite para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, uns patalinhos nas palmas, ele acha que o fubá é que é boa alimentação. E o tico-tico tá outra vez aqui, o tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. O tico-tico tenta que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico-tico tá outra vez aqui, o tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. O tico-tico tenta que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. Oh, mas que papo direito de tiro celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o fubá inteiro. Tira esse tipo de cara, se mata meu fubá, que tá coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia, botei ao fim de para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espadalinho, essa palma, mas ele acha que fubá é que é boa alimentação. Tico-tico tá outra vez aqui, o tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico-tico tá outra vez aqui, o tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar.
This is Claudette Colbert. When you men sailed away, thousands of you remembered radio guests at a beer and soda club known as Duffy's Tavern. Through its swinging doors have passed some of our most interesting people, Helen Hayes, George Jean Nathan, Oscar Levant, and scores more, to discuss science, literature, and the arts with Archie, the erudite bartender. Archie, the master of the bon mot, doctor of the faux pas, and butcher of the King's English. So without further ado, Command Performance presents the lovable and unpredictable bartender of Duffy's Tavern, Archie, Ed Gardner.
Well, thank you, and I'm much obliged to meet you, too, Miss Colbert.
Well, thank you, Archie.
Yeah, it ain't every day I meet a high-class tomato like yourself.
Well, that's very flattering, I think. Yeah. Tell me, Archie, I've heard so much about Duffy's Tavern. What sort of a place is it?
Well, it's only one of the most exclusive joints in New York, you know.
Exclusive, huh?
Very risque. Yeah, we cater to nothing but the hoi polloi. As a matter of fact, you can't get into the place without a card, you know.
Yeah, and how do you get a card?
We got a kid in the street handing them out.
Well, that's a very fresh idea.
Yeah, well, it's a fresh kid. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place, Duffy's. You know, when you say what's it like, it's hard to describe, but it has that certain something, you know?
Je ne sais quoi?
What?
Je ne sais quoi?
Yeah, yeah. Got a little of that, too.
I mean, it has that air of distinction.
Distinction? Oh, well, it did have at first, but the health department took care of that.
I see. Well, tell me, how's the cuisine?
The cuisine? Oh, the best. Practically as good as the food. Oh, what food, Miss Colbert. The next time you get a sucky, you know, to take you to dinner, mm-hmm. Bring him down to the joint. Try our 25-cent seven-course dinner. That's the one with the laminated herring. You'll never forget it.
Seven courses for 25 cents.
Well, it might not seem like much to you, but it's a lot of money to the bums that come into the joint. Yeah, and it's worth it when you consider the service, you know.
Oh, the service is the best, too, huh?
Je ne sais pas. Sure. Yeah, we make it personal, you know. A private napkin to each customer. Individual knives and forks. The tablecloth changed every fortnight. Sometimes even every third night. And, of course, you know, we wouldn't dream of putting a spittoon on the table unless it had a doily under it. So, you see, it's worth 25 cents when you consider the floor show.
A floor show?
Yeah, a one-man band, a guy known as the Lone Arranger. Terrific guy. He plays the harmonica with his mouth, the drums with his feet, and the cymbals with his elbows.
What does he do with his hands?
He holds them over his ears. The guy can't stand it.
And you... Oh, I can't believe it. You left such a charming establishment to come here to Hollywood.
Yeah, but there's madness in me, Method. Miss Colbert, how would you like to be co-starred with one of the greatest living movie actors?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah, me. Miss Colbert, you don't happen to know it, but actor's blood curses through me corpuscles.
But you've never acted.
Don't make no difference. The smell of the grease ball is in me nostrils. Yeah, you and me will make a great team, Claudie.
Well, I'm sorry, Archie, but I sort of promised Bill Shakespeare I'd go back to Broadway and do one of his plays next season.
You promised Shakespeare? Ain't he dead?
Yeah, I promised it to him on his deathbed.
Well, a promise is a promise. Leave us forget pictures. You and me will do Shakespeare on the stage together. Yep, and mayhap we'll even win the Pulitzer Prize. That never died like that. Yeah. Together we'll march onward, Claudie. We'll be a team like Alfred Lint and Lunt Fontaine. Like that Shilkret and Le Gallien. Like Abbott and Costello.
But, Archie, you and Shakespeare.
Why not? I bet that Shakespeare with me eye teeth. William Randolph Shakespeare. The Bard. The Bard of Stratford Avenue. What a writer he was. To be or not to be. Only three words, but fought with what meaning?
What do they mean?
Who cares? Was beautiful. And that other sock expression of his, Juliet. Juliet. Wherefore art thou, Juliet?
Oh, please, leave me get out of here.
Now, wait a minute. You can't walk out on me. What about the team? What about this Pulitzer Prize?
No, no, Archie, yours is a great talent. It belongs to the world. You don't need me.
No?
No.
Maybe not.
No, Archie, you must go on alone to great heights. Oh, I can see it now, your name in lights. Archie in King Lear. Archie in Macbeth.
Archie in Hamlet.
Archie in Twelfth Night.
Archie in Tobacco Road.
Yes, yes, you go on and on. And all I ask is that someday when you're striding about the stage in your long black tights, you will look up toward the balcony, and there in the very last row will be a little old lady, and I will be saying to the people around me, that Archie, I knew him when. I knew him when.
You think you ought to be talking while I'm acting?
I don't know, but I'm sure of one thing. I oughtn't to be acting while you're talking.
Well, anyways, good night, and I bid you a fond adieu. Okay.